Mackie.
And I'm Madeline.
And this is
The Sis List.
For any first-timers, we're the host of Reading Favorite Pop Culture Podcast based in Los Angeles, California, and we have new episodes every Wednesday.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. It's July.
It is July, and that's truly crazy.
And this is The Sis List.
88.
Wow.
And I can say that with confidence because I just checked before we pressed record.
We are recording, and I think before we say anything regarding this new Sis List, we should let all Sis Listers know what happened after we recorded last week's episode.
What happened?
Well,
I don't even remember.
It involves a little trio, but only one of the trio, known as Migos.
Oh, I forgot already. That's true.
Okay, I'll start it.
Okay, go ahead.
So Madeline and I went to our local Target last week after we recorded the Sis List.
Yeah.
Our local Target sucks.
Yeah, it's like horrendous. It's like I'd rather drive like out of town to go to a Target than go to our local Target.
It's like the worst Target in LA, low-key. Yeah. And I kind of will only go there if Madeline comes with me because I like hate it that much, okay? So I'm driving. You have to make this crazy left turn to go in.
Yeah.
And there's no light or anything.
Yeah.
So I make the left turn. There's a big like
SUV. Escalade.
Yes. In front of me. And instead of like the car to keep going to park, it just stops. And all these cars start piling behind me and there's oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
And Madeline and I are like, oh my gosh, you can't just do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay. First of all, I'm not a honker.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I will not honk even, like, if I should.
I'm kind of a honker.
Yeah, but I was driving.
Yeah.
So I was waiting to assess the situation, and I'm like, what's happening? So a guy gets out of the passenger side, and I'm like, okay, confused. Then people behind me start honking.
Yeah.
So I tell Madeline, I go, put on your sunglasses, because I don't want whoever's in this car to yell at me thinking it's me honking. So then it's taken so long that I am about to honk.
Yeah.
And then who gets out of the car? Migos, but not Migos.
Not all Migos, just one Migo.
Offset.
Offset.
And he looked at us.
Yeah.
He did look at us.
But we didn't, and thank God we didn't honk.
Yeah, because I would have honked at Offset, but he deserved it.
Yeah. You can't just stop in the middle of the street.
So then we parked, and then we ran into Offset like a few times in the Target.
And I couldn't really figure out what he was shopping for at Target.
We couldn't figure out either, but he did use self-checkout.
Totally.
Yeah, if anyone wanted to know.
Just in case you were wondering, Offset loves the self-checkout line at Target. And that's pretty much, like, what we learned last week.
Maybe he was getting ingredients to make a stir fry. I love that song by Migos.
I was wondering if he was shopping for, like things for his kids. I don't know.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyway, I guess we can just dive in. There has been some, like, the news has been, like, light, but like, very good.
Yeah, and I have some fun, like, surprise stories. I don't know if you even know about them.
I love to hear it because, like, just, like, in this day and age, I just need, like, a good surprise story. Because I can't take the craziness anymore.
I know, I agree. I went out of town over the weekend. I'm feeling relaxed, and I'm ready to report the news that the Sis List is here to report.
Yeah.
If you've ever dreamed of staying in Hannah Montana's godmother's tour bus, well, now you can, Madeline. And yes, I'm talking about Dolly Parton.
Wow. I knew that you were talking about Dolly Parton, but I
know.
Yeah.
Okay, reported by Paper Mag, the iconic bus dubbed the Gypsy Wagon, in which Parton wrote albums like 9 to 5, the musical, and Backwoods Barbie, was used from 08 to 2022, has traveled the world, but more like all of the U.S. and Canada, and is now coming to rest in its final destination at Dollywood's Dreammore Resort and Spa in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Hmm.
P.S. Like, I want to go to Dolly World.
Dollywood.
Sorry.
Dolly World.
Both are good names.
Yeah, true.
But, like, Ryan and I have almost booked that vacation so many times.
Really?
Because I have watched a YouTube video on all the things you can eat at Dollywood, and they're famous for this, like, cinnamon pull-apart bread thing.
Oh, my God. Yum.
And it's insanity. And
wow.
There's, like, butterflies everywhere.
At Dollywood?
Well, like, things have the insignia that is a butterfly, not literal.
Oh, like not real butterfly.
I don't think. Like, anyways.
Okay.
This wagon.
All you have to do to please Mackie is, like, draw a butterfly on something and, like, give her a pull-apart cinnamon roll and she's good to go.
And I'll go to Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's available.
Pigeonholed Tennessee.
Pigeon Forge.
Pigeon Forge.
It's actually kind of hard to get to. Oh. And that's why we haven't booked it yet.
Got it.
But
wow, I had no idea you were, like, so interested.
And I have looked into it, like, 3 times.
Wow.
So, unfortunately, you have to pay a whopping $10,000 for two
to
nights.
To stay in a bus?
In this iconic vehicle.
I'm sorry.
But it includes a tub for you.
A tub in a bus, though?
Tub in a bub.
A tub in a bub. And let me just tell you that, like, I'm sure, like, Dolly Parton's tour bus is, like, cool. But, like, a tour bus is a tour bus. And, like, I just saw Ben's tour bus. And, like, I don't know how they do it for that long.
Yeah, I'm sure this one is, like, massive. There's a dining area and a whole area with Dolly's blonde wigs that you can, like, play with.
Ew!
Which is an experience in itself. I don't know if you can touch them, actually.
I'm okay, just can you imagine the lice?
I don't know if you can touch them. That's just a rumor.
I'm sorry.
However,
but that has bad wig written all over it.
You're so... Wait, I would, like, literally absolutely kill for a bad wig museum.
Oh, my God. We should literally make that because I could think of, like, a million right now.
Okay. However.
Okay.
You thought this story was done. I did, too. But then it made me think of how the Spice Girls, like, really missed out on the opportunity to have me pay everything I have to spend a night on the Spice World tour bus, like, from the
would
movie.
Would literally cut off my left teat.
One boob to stay on the bus.
Literally.
So I looked into it today, and I literally, you're going to freaking pee your pants.
Can you see?
I found an Airbnb listing for these girls bought the original Spice Bus from the 1997 movie Spice World, and it's located in the Island Harbor Marina in the UK, and the outside bus looks very much the same. Obviously, the inside isn't the same, but they decorated it very cute. It's only $273 a night to stay there right now. The reviews are amazing. We have a flight to book.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I literally have tears welling up in my eyes.
We didn't even know.
Why didn't anybody tell me?
And I think it's been
Does happening. It include, like, the Baby Spice swing?
See, that none
no.
of that is inside.
Okay.
But they did a great job at making it a cute
Oh, I'm sure. Thing. Okay, I'm ready.
But the bus on the outside, like, is that's the bus.
The Spice World tour bus? Wow.
And nobody told us, and our DMs are always open.
Literally nobody ever DMs us. It's so weird.
I do think it's weird that, like, we see that people do listen to our podcast. Because, like, we can see that people do listen, and we tell people to message us, but nobody does. And we also ask you to leave a review, and nobody does.
It's okay. You know what? The world is crazy. Like, who knows? Maybe, like, they're out of town staying on the Spice World tour bus Airbnb, and they don't have service to leave us a review.
That's true. I was just at an Airbnb, and the service was tailed. Tellable and terrible, so I tell the tale to move on.
All right. Okay. This news, like, really, I don't know, like, it just made me smile from ear to ear.
Oh, okay.
Because Lindsay Lohan is officially married, not just engaged, but she is married. And that's just really exciting because all we want for Queen Lilo is just happiness, and I don't think she's ever looked better or happier in her life.
I completely agree.
So the news of Lohan's marriage comes after the Parent Trap star called Shamus, I think that's his last name, her husband, in an Instagram post on Friday. She wrote, cake emoji, heart emoji, smiley face emoji with all the hearts around it. I'm the luckiest woman in the world, not because I need a man, but because he found me and knew that I wanted to find happiness and grace all at the same time. I am stunned that this is my husband, my life, and my everything. Every woman should feel like this every day.
Did you notice that she also posted this post, like, twice?
I didn't notice
she
that.
She did it, like, at nighttime, and then she also posted it, like, in the morning. Like,
love that.
The same one.
I just love that.
Also, Britney Spears did the same thing. Like, she called Sam her husband before they got married. So I was wondering if maybe Lindsay was doing this as well.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I feel like Lindsay won't have a big wedding. I feel like they probably are married and they did something, like, really low-key. Maybe in Greece.
I know. I'm just thinking. Or about
okay, like on like kind of a adjacent note, did you see Nancy Meyer's Architectural Digest like house?
I still didn't watch the video, but I've seen the photos. We need to watch that after. Did you watch the video?
Yes.
Oh man.
Oh my God! It is literally Nick Parker's vineyard a la Parent Trap. Like, it is my dream.
Wow.
Chills.
Did she
gorgeous
have like half a grapefruit sitting on the counter?
Yes, and like an opened can of peanut butter with Oreos lying around.
Wow.
And like the living room is literally where Chessie finds out that it's Annie and not Hallie. Like, it's just like it's just like the best.
Can I hug her?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's so beautiful.
Well, I'm very happy for Lindsay, if the news is true or not.
Yeah, regardless, they seem very happy. And, like, what more can we ask for from the universe to our queen?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Speaking of love, last week I told you to start watching the newest season of Love Island UK with me since you finished the best season, which is UK season 5. And unfortunately, this current season is just lacking, like, everything.
I just feel like
there's
it's
nothing.
Not good, and I'm just like, maybe we were saying like maybe it's because like people have been in quarantine and like they don't know how to interact right now, but like they're giving nothing.
They're so boring. Nobody wants to
and they
spice
just
it up.
I'm sorry, but like none of these people have much substance.
Agreed. When I just said agreed, I was like, is that a word? Anyways,
yeah, it is.
Okay, so I did like last year's US season 3.
Okay.
But I do have some new news to report on that front via
Love Island
USA. Love Island.
Okay.
So Love Island USA season 4 starts streaming on Peacock Tuesday, July 19th. That's so soon. And this will bring some changes because it's a new network, including 6 episodes a week instead of 5 like last season.
Oh, wow.
Something else is we have a new host. So Vine
Legend. Is it Kat Dealey?
No, but that would be she would make such
yes,
a good
right?
Host. Yeah. Okay, so Ariel.
Sorry, but I feel like I have to explain who Kat Dealey is because some people.
No, you don't.
Some people live under a rock.
I'm sorry. If you don't know who Kat Dealey is.
Then, okay. You can figure it out. Continue.
Well, let's just say this.
Okay.
So you think you can dance?
Dance, dance. Okay, you can continue.
Vine legend Ariel Vandenberg.
Oh.
Used to be the host for the last 3 seasons of US.
Oh, okay.
And
she's funny.
She's great.
I like her.
She's now been replaced by Sarah Hyland.
Really?
To which Ariel posted on her Instagram the following statement. I was cast to be the host of CBS's version of Love Island, and we had 3 amazing seasons. Unfortunately, CBS didn't pick it up for a 4th season. The show is now going to Peacock, and it being a different network, they are rebranding it completely, including a new narrator and new host. So they didn't ask her to read.
Oh, wow. Weird.
Sign. So interesting.
Is it called something different?
Mm-mm.
Oh, for some reason, I thought it was maybe called something different.
But it's just interesting. So it's going to have, like, maybe new vibes, but Sarah Hyland for this. It's giving wells.
It's giving wells on Bachelor in Paradise. And I kind of love that they're just like keeping it in the family.
Yeah, I do like that as well.
That's wow, you're so funny.
We can move on and crack on.
Okay, so I'm kind of freaked out with this segment because last week we were like literally last week on the podcast, we were talking about like rom-coms and how there's been like such a lack and like what happened to the rom-com industry. And it's just really weird because I feel like the universe must have been listening to the sis list. Like the universe logged on to Spotify or wherever and put on our podcast, right? Totally. Because less than 24 hours later, we were blessed with not one, but 2 new rom-com announcements. And they are like really good.
I mean, they're really
rom-com. Like they're like really, 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 really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so first, rom-com queen royalty Cameron Diaz is finally ready to return to the screen. The actress revealed that she is coming out of retirement and will be working on her first movie since 2014 later this year. Diaz has signed on to star in Back in Action, a Netflix action comedy flick that will find Diaz reuniting with Jamie Foxx, which they worked on the Annie remake together,
yeah,
which was
I'm
like,
familiar.
It was a flop, but that's okay. I always will.
We saw it together.
Yeah, and like, we did?
Yeah.
I just like have a really like sentimental part in my heart for Annie because I played Annie in 3rd grade.
Oh, heaven help me.
If you want to see content, just DM me. Anyway, the news was confirmed via Instagram with posts by both Cameron and Jamie. As usual on the Sis List, little is known about the film, though production is set to begin later this year.
Okay. What I have to say is I am a little, like, nervous that it's, like, a Netflix movie.
Flop?
Yeah, sometimes.
Totally.
Because I know, like, Jennifer Aniston has done that.
And they haven't been great.
With Adam Sandler. Yeah. And I've tried to watch them. I couldn't even get through them.
Yeah.
But because she's coming back, like, I don't think she would come back for, like, a flop script.
I agree. She, like, literally doesn't have to. She has her wine company. She has a baby.
Yeah. She has half of Good Charlotte.
Literally. So she doesn't need to do this. So, yeah, the only reason I could see her doing this is if it was, like, really, really worth it.
Yeah, and I do die for her to go, like, full throttle again, like, pun intended. And, like, does this mean, like, with her coming back, her igniting her love for acting again, could we see a reboot for Charlie's Angels in the future? Like, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, I'm just going to say that, like, at this point, anything is possible.
I totally agree.
Like, if Cameron Diaz, like, I wasn't expecting her to ever come out of retirement. Yeah. And here we are.
Same.
So you just never know. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited.
Anything can happen. What? You know that song by Ellie Goulding.
Of course.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Also, speaking of Ellie Goulding, I haven't heard that name in so long, mm-hmm. but I think I saw on TikTok or something that she is, like, working on a new album, which is, like, so random because it's been so long. And I could be making this up.
Something about Ellie Goulding is that I almost like everything she does.
Yeah. Didn't you see her in concert?
No.
Oh.
I think I would like to.
You know the lights that stop me.
That's
was that
beautiful.
Good? Thank
that
you.
That is so pretty.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm not done with the rom-com segment because this next news is crazy and a new rom-com is on the horizon and it's literally had both of us passed out on the ground.
Had me sick.
Because the two leads are Logan Lerman and Bridgerton breakout queen Phoebe Denever.
Wow.
I mean, like, what more could we ask for? A rom-com with Logan Lerman and Phoebe Bridgerton Denver. I feel like her middle name is Bridgerton.
I agree. I would just like to say really quickly before you
dive in.
Yeah. Logan Lerman is my number one celebrity crush, probably, like, because if you think about it, he is the only person like I had as a poster on my wall consistently.
Totally.
In my life.
I remember.
I got married.
I can vouch.
And he is a wonderful actor.
Totally.
And should be more.
Yeah.
Should be working more.
Agreed.
Than he does.
I totally agree.
This is long overdue. He's never really done a rom-com.
Have you ever seen Perks of Being a Wildflower?
Wildflower?
Wallflower.
I've personally never seen Perks of Being a Wildflower.
Well, it's really good. And you should watch that and Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I mean.
And, like, don't even, like, we're not even going to get into the Ezra Miller of it all.
No.
But
I thought I was going to say, I'm not even going to get into the Percy Jackson of it
all. Oh, too.
But anyways.
Anyway, so the movie is called The Threesome, and synopsis, described as a high-concept, character-driven comedy in the vein of Knocked Up, the film explores the aftermath of one impulsive, seemingly innocuous decision when a young man's perennial crush leads him to an unexpected threesome. He thinks it's his ultimate fantasy come true, but when the fantasy ends, all three are left with sobering real world consequences, forcing them to take responsibility for their actions, even if it means compromising the lives they've always envisioned.
That was a lot of crazy words.
Thank
that
you.
I wouldn't have been able to pronounce.
Are you proud of
in
me?
A synopsis, so I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, like, it's giving hilarious, sexy everything.
It's giving sign me up for the premiere.
Yeah, sign me up for the red carpet.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what else to say besides wow.
So that means the other person in this
is
threesome
in the threesome. Yeah, we don't know. And they got it. Like, it's got to be good.
It's got to be really good.
It's got to be hot. Is it going to be another girl or another guy? We don't know.
We don't know.
All right, moving on.
Okay, Madeline, I actually have, like, a little test for you.
Oh, no.
It's a multiple choice question, if you will.
I really hate. Wait, I have something really embarrassing to say, and this is going to make me sound kind of stupid.
It's about a test?
No, it's just about, like, yeah, like.
School.
School, if you will. So the other day I was doing math, and I, like, decided to not get out a calculator, and I just, you know, did it, like, where you write down. I was doing a subtraction mm-hmm. problem. And I remember, obviously, how to do that. But for some reason, I was having, like, a brain fart moment, and I couldn't remember how you, do subtraction, just, like, writing it down. Isn't that terrible?
I mean, if someone tried to make me do division on paper
Yeah, like, today, I figured it out eventually, but, like, it, like, took me a second. And I was kind of humiliated. Okay, moving on, a test.
I mean, don't even get me started on math ever. However, Kate Moss
okay.
has been named the creative director of A, Maybelline, B, Diet Coke, or C, Soho House.
Whoa. I feel like it's Soho House, but I kind of want it to be Diet Coke.
What's your answer?
The creative director, Kate mm-hmm. Moss. It's probably, is it Maybelline?
The answer is B.
Diet Coke! What?
I know. Okay. So Moss will fill the 10-year role vacancy previously held by her close friend Marc Jacobs, which I didn't even know about.
Wait, Marc Jacobs is on the Diet Coke board as well?
He was. She's filling those shoes.
What?
And before that, it was like Karl Lagerfeld. I'm so confused.
I mean, like, I can see the Karl Lagerfeld thing because remember, like, the Coke bottles? You had one. My house, yeah, there used to be, like, limited edition Coke yes. bottles with Karl on them.
Yes.
So, okay.
This is crazy.
Continue.
So, here's a quote. Moss said, "I'm thrilled to join the Diet Coke family." I wish I could say the same. "I love the past collaborations they've done with such incredible names in fashion. The Love What You Love campaign connected with me instantly, as I am a firm believer that with confidence and passion, you can achieve your wildest dreams. As creative director, I'm looking forward to inspiring fans and celebrating the brand's 40th birthday in style. To celebrate their birthday, Diet Coke is also kickstarting with an official London Fashion Week partnership and brand experience." So, I mean, more news to come.
That is crazy and exciting. I love to see Diet Coke just having its moment that it deserves, you know?
I really do. Also, really quick, speaking of celebrities and food, we love to report on it. Always. We love to try it.
Yeah, even though it's usually bad.
Nicki Minaj announced her new potato chip flavor. It's called the Barbecue Honey Truffle with Wrap Snacks, coming soon. I've never heard of Wrap Snacks.
No, but like barbecue truffle sounds kind of good.
So,
but I don't know what Wrap Snacks is.
We've got to get our hands on
that. Oh, definitely. What, can you get it at like a local grocery store?
You probably have to get it on
your local farmer's market. Wait, you have to Postmates a bag of potato chips?
I just doubt that we could just go and get it.
Okay.
As a barb.
We'll figure it out. We never tried. Did we ever try the Lady Gaga Oreos?
Yes, we did.
And they were bad?
They were bad.
Okay. And we tried the Mariah's cookies. They were bad.
And we tried the Tiger Bites. Those were bad.
So, you know, we're like, you know, three strikes, we're out. But I think we should try these.
But I love chips.
I love chips.
And today, I brought Madeline the viral King's Hawaiian pretzel bites.
Yeah.
So we'll give those a go. Oh, and I got a crumble cookie for the first time. Madeline didn't try hers yet. I liked it.
Wasn't groundbreaking?
It was a good cookie. I liked it. But, like, I don't think it deserves the crumble cookie reviews.
That they're getting. Do you want me to do a live taste test on the pod
right
now?
No, I think it needs to be warm.
Okay, fine. All right.
This is my final news.
What's your final news?
It's a zit list.
Oh, a zit list?
Only because I promised everyone last week that I'd share my new favorite blush.
Oh, okay. Just in case you and you and maybe you over there have been living under a large rock. Like a Patrick Star rock, mm-hmm. The Zit List is, you know, it's a lovely segment of the Sis List podcast where we discuss beauty, lifestyle, wellness, hair, skin, and nails, glowing, radiating, tips and tricks of the week, of the month, of the whole year, if you will. Favorites, least favorites, we're honest, go.
My new favorite blush is by Say Beauty, and it's the Dew Blush Liquid Cheek Blush.
Ooh.
There's a few colors. Mm-hmm. I chose the one that's called Peachy. I know you were going to buy it and you liked the color Chili. You didn't buy it yet?
No, because I that day got the Merit Merit blush in the color Beverly Hills, which I'm living for.
But I will always buy anything
peachy. Which I am usually not a peachy girl, but I recently did try a peachy something. I forgot what it was, and I'm open.
Okay. So this blush is $24. It's quite big.
Yeah.
It's a water-based gel blush, very creamy, blendable, and contains mulberry to help brighten skin and fade pigmentation, ooh, elderberry to fight free radical and environmental damage, and evening primrose to moisturize and soothe dry and irritated skin.
Wow.
It's also a clean beauty brand. And my two big things that I like about this blush are... one, the applicator is very, very, very similar to the Dior lip oil one. Oh,
like a plump little...
It's almost the same.
Spoolie, if you will.
There's nothing better. Like, yeah, it's just so lush, yeah, and big.
Yeah.
And the other is this blush stays on me and you can see it. I love it. It feels royal.
Ooh. I love to hear it and, like, very intrigued to try. Catch me at Sephora later.
Yeah, we will be going later. So that's the sis list this week. You know, short and sweet.
Yeah.
Some closing house news. Unfortunately, we have no new episode next week. Madeline has a little anniversary, if you will.
Yeah. I can't believe that I'm saying this, but it is going to be my 1-year wedding anniversary.
Time flies when you're married.
So true.
We will... probably most likely be back Wednesday, July 19th.
Totally.
And as always, please subscribe on whatever platform you're listening. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars on Spotify. And follow us on Instagram at The Sisless Podcast or on TikTok at The Sisless. And you know what? We say it always and we do mean it. Tell a friend or send us a message because
we'd love to chat. Oh, want to try that again? Talk or chat? Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, you know what? We failed. Move on. We'd love to talk and chat, okay? Ooh, I'm about to rip open those King Hawaiian pretzel bites and go to Sephora.
Let's do it. And with that, I'm Maggie.
And I'm Madeline.
And you've been listening to
The Sis List.